Realization of your inner body, then you will see that you Gurudev is a special form and you have. If I have only seen him outwardly, you can serve him outwardly.
Yeah, to hai, par usme nikla nahi kuch.
You can give
him a
grape. Some clothes, some watch, if he likes. I don't like. So you can serve in any way you like. Internally, he's in another sense. If he is suitable, really perfect. So it depends on good if this good they want that. You start massage my feet, then I will think that he is not here.
Oh, Ram Govind, bro. I will ask Ram Govind, how much will you put? You ask.
Ram Govind is looking at you, and nothing else.
Made me to believe that I was able to serve my Guru Maharaj in separation. And somehow or other, I realized that it was not true because I didn't feel so much qualified. I needed someone who showed me exactly what to do and what to how to
do.
Get this relationship with my guru Maharaj, because I was feeling so fallen.
Yes.
Someone told her that she can serve her Gurudev in separation.
Who?
She. Her Gurudev is...
Who told her?
There is no relationship so strong.
Yes.
How separation will come?
No. Her Gurudev is...
Guru Govinda
Maharaj. Now he's...
Gone.
So someone else was telling her that now you can serve him in separation.
You have.
Who told?
Some devotee told.
She's following?
No, she's saying that she doesn't understand how.
So why should ask from that devotee how separation?
No, some other devotee told her, but she feels that she needs direction.
From someone who knows.
Yes.
I know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this world, Govinda has served him. Understand? Govinda was serving him outwardly. You know? And in the same time, Swarup Daman and Rai Ramananda were serving him internally. If she is like Swarup Damodar Rai Ramananda, she can serve him inwardly. They were seeing him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srimati Radhika herself. And they were thinking that we are Lalita and Vishakha, and they were serving. If she has such mood, she can do it. Otherwise, if he is in the stage of Govinda, you know Govinda? Was serving him. Cooking, bedsheet, messaging, by all means, always day and night with him. No? He was serving him. But Madhavi was his associate, one of half. But how she was doing? She was messaging. What she was doing? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made him associate. Why? We'll have to know all these things. And by that, we'll have to serve all these things. How they are serving. Only reading will not do. We'll have to go very deep. And to see what our acharyas have done before. And we'll have to follow. Not outwardly, inwardly and outwardly. In all ways. Rup Goswami has served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know? How? Messaging, cooking, living with him. How he served? Can you serve your Gurudev like this? Try. With these examples. You should try to develop your Krishna consciousness and serve. If you are not in the same platform of Gurudev, how you can serve?
We cannot serve.
So first we should be in the platform of Gurudev.
On the same platform?
What?
Platform.
Platform means in what form he is Gurudev. And he should be in that platform. And then anyone can serve. Otherwise no. If you are not in that form, then we'll have to try to be in the same place. How he thinks, how he lives, how he chants, how he remembers, how he dealings with others, everything. What is his mood in Krishna service or Radha service? Then we can serve, otherwise no. If Gurudev is wanting, bring me water, and he will bring fan. Oh, I'm serving Gurudev so much. And giving something here, like this. Serving. This is not service. If Gurudev is wanting water, why he should bring fan and see that, oh, I'm serving my Gurudev. So, to fulfill the desire of Gurudev is serving. So first you should know this desire of your Gurudev, what he wants, and then serve. If he is worldly person, then he will want worldly things. Then he is not Guru. And if he is Krishna Bhakta, really, then he will desire for the service of Krishna. And if you desire, fulfill his desire, you will serve Radha and Krishna, then this is the most highest class of service.
गुरुदेव के तिरुभाव का समय यदि उनके साथ हमारा संबंध इतना गंभीर नहीं है तो शिष्य क्या क्या करें
क्या करेंगे रोएंगे अपने भाग्य पर यू हैव टू क्राई फॉर योर फेट फेट यू नो दैट आई हैव नॉट सो मच यू हैव टू क्राई बट वी कैन नॉट क्राई ऑल्सो If there is a relation, very strong, then everything. We'll have to know our Gurudev mood and develop our Krishna consciousness. Then all things will be easy. If I'm thinking that I'm so much debtor to my Gurudev that he has given me Krishna Bhakti, if I have realized Bhakti, and if we have not realized, then we are not debtor to our Gurudev. So there will be no service and nothing, no separation. And if you are thinking, oh, Gurudev has given, now there is none to give me that, that separation will be some soul. Then always crying like Raghunath, always crying, crying, crying. Like Narottam Thakur, he's crying. Oh, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, who brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan, where he is now? Oh, Rupa Sanatan, where you are? Oh, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, you have also left me, and you have gone. Now I am helpless, what should I do? I cannot live without you. Pasane Kuti Bamasa, I will give my head on the stone, I will die at once. But we cannot do like this, because we have no so strong faith upon this. And not realizing that we are debtor to Krishna, or to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Rupa Goswami, or Gurudev also. If Gurudev has given me 2 lakhs of rupees, then I can weep that, oh, he has given. If he was alive, then more rupees he can have given. So I can weep for him. Like sons and wives are weeping for his husband. Then we can realize this. But that thing, Krishna giving and Bhakti giving, is very, very high. Then whole life, my head and body, everything is given to Krishna and Gurudev. Nothing is left to be given again. Everything happens. Rush.
Tell me. Please. Guru.
If you will not repay me, you cannot understand, you should think this thing. It has written in Gita, Tadviddhi, Praniparatena, Pariprasnene and last Sevaya. I will tell, but it will go in vain. If you are not serving, not questioning with serving, and Pranipat. Pranipat means I have given myself in your lotus feet. I am not no more of myself. If this idea is there, then you can understand my feelings. Otherwise, it will go to mountain and again you could lift up. Bolo?
Can you speak about the importance of Sambandhanya?
Listen to that.
Sambandha ke bare mein.
संबंध के बारे में
संबंध ज्ञान
संबंध ज्ञान
संबंध संबंध ज्ञान
अभी तो वही तो बतलाया एक घंटा कहाँ थी I have told so many things about संबंध just now so much things I have told about संबंध oh you know this boy What is the relation? How he became your son? How?
This is Sambandha again.
Is your son? No. She is telling that he is not my son, but you are telling why? Is there any reason behind this? She cannot tell. This is Sambandha. There is something. Your husband gave you and you kept it in his home and then he came out of from your come. Then he has become your son. Otherwise not. So if your Gurudev has given something, if your Gurudev has given you to Krishna, in what relation your relation is that? It depends on your Gurudev. What sambandh he has given. By mantra, you should chant more honorably all the months and it will come automatic everything.
Maharaj, does Guru give same relationship with Krishna to all disciples?
No, never. He says,
according
Beach. Here. And then he realizes. And then he. That is why to unqualified person he never tells that, but gives mantra. And after that, to very rare devotees he can give, tells. Now you should give me rest. I'm speaking for so long time, from morning to this, to that, to that, to that. You can...
A dream.
It's called a swapna.
Swapna. Swapna.
Four people.
Just...
If it's Krishna Parikar, then how you will take them?
Yes.
And if he's not... Associates of Krishna, then where he has done, who will tell? So don't believe all these things. If he is Krishna Parikar, out of birth and death, he is really Guru, how he should tell?
But they say that the Guru come back to pick up his disciples, so we are thinking...
Let it remain on the wishes of his holy master and Krishna. Don't disturb him. He is always alive, he is always... If he wish,
he can come.
If he is not wishing, he is always serving his master, Radha and Krishna.
So we should not pay attention.
And if he is not realized soul, his conditioned soul, you think, then he must come. Why here? Anywhere else? You have no power to think like this. It is out of your
capacity.
Imagination. Don't imagine.
It's not forced.
So we should not pay any attention to that.
We should not pay
any attention. All persons take all these things. We should always chant, remind and worship Gurudev. What he has told, we should try to follow.
All bogus persons pay attention.
You should lost your
but
time.
It is like all
spirit. He is always, everywhere, he is always in your heart,
pure devotee, how you should imagine all this? Where is Swamiji? Bhaktivedanta Swamiji? Where he has taken birth? Where? In Mayapur or here or there?
We never see he has taken birth.
And
again.
Where is Srila Prabhupada? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? If they are telling, they should tell that where my Gurudev has taken birth, then I will go there and I will serve him. And if they know, they should tell me, I will go to Govardhan, I will try to meet Gopi Vrindavan.
Yes, it was for that. I say, if it's true, why they don't all run?
You should note down where he is. I will go and meet him. Possible.
Hold him in the
sand. And I will send my garlands.
So I will follow you.
Try to worship him internally. So you can go and take rest.
Maharaj is saying that yesterday he has explained how gopis have got their deep love for Krishna. And also he has explained that in this context, how should we also cultivate our bhajan. Now Maharaj is saying that Guru tells to his disciples, to sadhak, that how bhajan should be done. In fact, Guru sows the seed of shraddha in the heart of his disciple in sadhak. This seed is nothing but desire to serve Krishna, Krishna seva ki vasana. The moment he sows this seed in the heart of the devotee, at that time this creeper starts coming up. Creeper from the seed of shraddha, from the seed of desire to serve Krishna, it comes up and it goes up and up. Maharaj is explaining it goes beyond swarg, heavenly planet, then Brahmlok, then goes beyond Vaikuntha, even Ayodhya and Dwarka. It crosses Mathura also. And in Vrindavan, it takes shelter of lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This all thing has been explained in Bhajan Ras by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How a true devotee, true sadhak should do his bhajan. Maharaj is explaining that this cannot be cultivated by those people who are engaged in the activities and they say they don't have time. The people feeling lack of time cannot cultivate this type of bhakti. If there is any attachment, one cannot cultivate this type of pure bhakti. When creeper is there, it requires to grow. It requires to give water also into it. Maharaj said, we have to become free from attachment. Just as a fish, though inside water and even in dirt, but it remains away from that water. Water does not disturb it. And then he gave the example of lotus. Lotus flower though exists because of water, but it is away from water. Similarly, living in this world, if one does not have any attachment, only then this bhakti can be cultivated. Karam upadhi guna bhuta bhakti chhodni padegi, Maharaj says. We have to give up all the so-called bhakti. Where we are doing bhakti because by our activities and by some designation. We have to give up such type of so-called bhakti. Just as there is 8 periods in the whole 24 hours and there is Krishna Leela accordingly. Similarly, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that in a devotee who is sadhak, there are 8 steps of devotion in which he has got 8 different stages. Nishan, Maharaj is saying, let us see, it is 12 o'clock. Those who are perfect, those who are Uttam Bhagavat, they always contemplate and meditate upon Krishna's Leela according to these I am. It is 12 o'clock, what Krishna will be doing? Maharaj is informing us this secret. Right now Krishna will be, he is for Gocharan Leela. And this is time from, at this time, he is sneaking out from his friends, taking Suval and Madhu Mangal from with him, and he is going to find out where will be Radharani, either at Radhakund or Suraskund. So, these are the meditating points of Uttam Bhakt, but sadhak cannot do this thing. But one thing should be clear in all those devotees, that we have to come to this stage. This is our target. If we don't fix up our target, it will not do. But when we are sadhak, what should we do? Sadhak means, the first stage of sadhak, Maharaj is saying, it is called Shraddha. Right now he is cultivating through his senses only. He is cultivating bhakti through his senses only. It is very difficult to contemplate on leelas. But in the life of new five devotees, sadhak, Nishant period comes. It is not Nishant Leela, it is Nishant Leela. It is Nishant period. Nishant means when sun is not there, but light has come. That may be called dawn. In English, the word is probably dawn. Sun is not there. It is Brahm Murat, just 1 hour and 36 minutes before rising of sun. What happens? Stars also nearly disappear. And light also goes. Light comes, but darkness stays also. Both things are there. Though light comes, but some darkness is also there. What is this? Maharaj is explaining. What is this light? Small Shraddha has come in our heart, but still darkness is there. What is darkness? Aparadh and anarth are darkness. What are those anarth? Anarth. These anarths are, number one, Savrup Brahm. Savrup Brahm means we are not aware of our own form, our own self. We are not aware of Krishna's form. That is Supreme Personality of Godhead's form. We are not aware of the form of bhakti by which we should cultivate bhakti. We are not aware of sadhi and sadhan, that how should, what is our ultimate goal and how should we cultivate. Also we don't have any exact idea of maya. So this is called Savrup Brahm. Because of this Savrup Brahm, Maharaj was saying, we have got Asat Trishna. Asat Trishna means our desire for unwanted things. Material things, asat things, which are not permanent, which are perishable. Why this asat trishna, why this such lust comes? Because of Savrup Brahm. And when there is unwanted desires, these unwanted desires will compel us to commit aparadh. So these things are existing in us. We have given up our house, we have accepted diksha, we have even accepted clothes, but still only Shraddha is there and all these anarth are there. We have to concentrate how they will have to go. This is the Nishant period. Maharaji is explaining that Shraddha is in Nishant Leela. Then what is Shraddha? He is explaining our firm belief in the statement of scriptures in Guru Vaishnava. That is called Shraddha. When belief becomes so much strong that I will believe only what my Gurudev says, what scripture says, even my life goes, I don't mind for it, then means Shraddha is there. Shraddha shabd vishwash kahe sudrana nishchay Krishna bhakti kele sarv karm krit hai. When I am doing Krishna's, I am doing some service for Krishna, my all duties are completed. When one has very strong faith in this statement, this means Shraddha is coming. He is not caring at all any material duty. But he is too much careful for his seva for Krishna. What scripture says? He is having full faith. Scripture says that we have been taking birth since time immemorial. Now we have got human being life, and especially in Kali Yuga, the chanting of name is very, very potent thing. We have firm faith in this thing. The chanting of name and bhakti is so much potent that it can rectify any amount of sinful activities. A sinner cannot commit that much of sin as the name can purify it. Examples are before us, like Ajamil, like Balmiki, Jagai Madai. Maharaj is giving these examples that we can see the potency of name. We have firm faith in this thing that they were purified by the strength of name only. Therefore, if anyone takes the name of Lord, then Krishna himself gives his potency, bestows his potency, instills his potency in us, and that potency, that all qualities of Krishna, they remove our all sinful reactions from us. This is the strength of name. Maharaj was explaining that if we even construct millions of hospitals, it will not do anything. If we just convert one person into Krishna consciousness, it is the highest activity, greatest activity. One thing Maharaj today, it appeared as if he has given to us as his benevolent nature, very interesting. He was saying, by this statement of scripture, if one has cultivated Shraddha in his heart, that he has becoming faith in name, chanting name, and he is not doing archan, he is very glorified person, because in Kanishtha Adhikari, if a person has done archan of Lord since ages together, only then this Shraddha comes. Maharaj has stated one statement, two things, Kanishtha Shraddha and Kanishtha Adhikar. Kanishtha Shraddha means a belief that name is so much powerful. If this belief, this Shraddha comes, then it is more powerful, millions times more powerful than Kanishtha Adhikar. In that Kanishtha Adhikar, one is generally engaged in doing Archana only. So if a person is dedicating himself for Harinam only, he is not doing Archana, that means he has already done Archana in many, many, many his life. So there is no harm in it. Only those who are situated in Kanishtha Adhikari, they have got orientation towards Archan only. So, whoever generated this Kanishtha Shraddha, means very nominal start of Shraddha in his heart towards name, he is most fortunate and he is above Kanishtha Adhikari. So, from Nishan we enter into morning, from dawn to morning, Pratakal. What is this? Now, he accepts a Guru, and he is chanting and trying to remove his anartha and adopting the process of bhakti by taking initiation. Then, when it becomes more strong and anartha removes to some extent, then nistha comes. What does in nistha comes? Then he starts doing chanting with sambandha gyan, with the knowledge of his relationship with Lord. And when he starts doing this thing, as a result, anarth starts removing fast. When anarth goes, then some taste starts coming to him. That is called ruchi. When anarth goes, then taste comes. What is the symptom that ruchi is coming? Maharaj is saying, he will have, one has not to ask him, please chant. He will chant automatically. And another point Maharaj was saying, that when he is listening Harikatha, because of dedication for that Harikatha, he will not sleep in class. So any person who sleeps in class, that means he has not come to the stage of Ruchi, he is still not entering into even Nishant Leela also, Nishant time also. So when taste becomes more and more strong, then Asakti comes. Maharaj was saying, in Asakti, One is so much absorbed in chanting, so much absorbed in reading all these leelas of Krishna, that any hindrance comes in his this activity, he becomes disturbed, perturbed. And he can give up anything which hinders him in his this cultivation. He does not mind at all anyone if anyone takes his any material thing. But if a person disturbs him in his this activity, he is very much concerned and he leaves that person without any hesitation. This is the symbol of asakti. From asakti, one enters into bhav. In the stage of bhav, one does shuddha bhakti and then prem. So these are the steps.
Pranam mantra to your Shri Gurudev, and you tell that at the end of the mantra that he is the giver of non-prem. And that excited me, something, and I wanted to hear something more. What is non-prem, how is given by your Gurudev, and how one can run after that.
Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pranam, Namo Mahamadan Nyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayati, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne, Gaurat Vishayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to be Nam Prema. Why Rupa Goswami came? For the same purpose. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his whole mercy and also prayed and he told all his associates to give a special mercy to Rupa Goswami so that he can give the whole world my own message for whom I have come. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthavitam Devam Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadavishtam. So if by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami can give the highest love and affection, then Rupa Goswami, Kripa Patra, those who are having the mercy of Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Srila Bhakti Gurunath Thakur, because he is Saptam Goswami, he can also give what Rupa Goswami can give. Because there are Rupanuga Vaishnava. So why not Rupanuga Vaishnava, the Kripa Patra of having the mercy of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, who is the root of preaching all over us. Our Gurudev, Swamiji, can it be? Must give. In other Kali Yuga, there was Krishna name preaching, but not with prem. Understand? Mali Dujjuk Dharma Pravartan, Nam Kirtan. But Nam with prem, only in this Kali Yuga, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and his associates came, they can give by the mercy of, they can sprinkle. The same thing, they have the qualities of Mahaprabhu in them. All bhakts, those who are so qualified, unnat mahabhagavat uttam, they have all the qualities of Krishna, Kripalu, Badanya, and all which has been told in Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat, 26 kinds of qualities of Krishna. So they can give Krishna more than Krishna. No? Krishna cannot give what Srimati Radhika can give. Agree?
Yes.
Also Srimati Radhika cannot give what Rupa Manjari can give. In the same way. What is that? The service of Radhika. Mm. Huh? Understand? So we can have all these things by the mercy of pure devotees. So what Rupmanjari, the service of Radhika, how one can please Radhika? Rupmanjari, Dati Manjari, Dhyasana, Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Always pleasing Srimati Radhika by their affectionate services. Lovely. So Srimati Radhika cannot give. She can give how to please Krishna. No? So, we think Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In his Pranamantra we see Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati ki namya Sri Vasu Bhanini Devi Daitaya. This very thing. Sri Sho Daita, a special Dashi, Palya Dashi, she can give namya. Krishna can give in a special prayer. What is that? His ocean of rush. But all the gopis, they give Krishna prem in a special way that Krishna cannot give. At first he had no taste of all these things. So he takes the beauty and mood of Radhika and then he was qualified to taste, even to taste. So high thing. If he had not taken the mood of Radhika, he could not have given this prem to world. How to serve Krishna? Radhika knows better. How to love conjugal? Rupmanjari and all, they know more than anyone. Even to Krishna and Radhika himself. So they can give prem, naam, with serving conjugal prem, with naam. They are qualified for this. If they are not qualified, they are not in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not Rupanuga Vaishnava. These are the speciality of Rupanuga Vaishnava. They can give prem in the highest way to satisfy Radha Krishna Kanjugal. Radha Krishna Pranamur Jugala Kishore Jivarne Marane Gati Harnahimo. Krishna and Radha cannot tell like this. Only Narottam Thakur can tell, the servant of Rupa Goswami can tell. Bhakti Vinod Thakur can tell more and more, because he has the realization. She is Kamala Manjari. He has written in Yashomati Nandana, Brajavara Nagara, Gokula Ranjana Kana, Kadamba Kana Narasa Parayana, Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayana. They can write all these things. These are prem actually, and they can give. They are authority to give. If Krishna will come to this worldly world, then he will take all the associates like Rup, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And then he can give it. Through them, personally he will not give. If he will be mercy, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone told that, I want to hear Harikatha. As you heard from Raya Ramananda, one Nishinga Brahmachari or anyone, he told, I don't know like Ramananda, go. And he went, but first he was cheated, and secondly, when he returned, Mahaprabhu, oh, you have not, oh, you have been cheated. You have done wrong. Again go and tell this sloka. And he uttered that sloka and Raya Ramananda was so much pleased. What you want, I want to hear. What you want to hear? The same thing as Raya Ramananda has told to you. And then Mahaprabhu cannot tell like this. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Rasa Bhokta. Bhokta, you know?
Enjoy.
Not enjoyed. Enjoyed can tell all these realizations. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Satisfied?
I have one other question, but I'll ask that another time.
You initiated his son yesterday, Gauranga? Gaur Sundar now? That's his son.
His son?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that has come about.
You're happy too?
I'm so happy.
I'm also happy to meet you. I've heard about you.
Yes. But I think that from Hawaii you came.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
He told me years ago in Santa Cruz, he and I were neighbors. He said, 5-6 years ago, I want to have the association of Narayan Maharaj. Oh.
Maybe if you don't mind, I could ask that second question, but I think it affects everyone.
What? He has two questions. Is there time for one more?